Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Americans, baby!
Yeah. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. Happy Juneteenth, Chris. Did you celebrate Juneteenth by going out to a black restaurant or anything like that?
I delivered packages to a black neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Well, so, that counts. That's got to count, right?
That counts, right?
I think so. I yeah, you're supporting the black community. So yeah. That's, you
I'm
know.
Giving them all the things they order. Like, they need that stuff. And I'm there to provide it to them.
Yeah. Juneteenth. There you go, everybody. Parcels delivered. Bada bing, bada boom, ciao bella. All right. Done and done. Yeah, it's one of those things where my work gave me the day off. So like you can tell something about my work if they are celebrating Juneteenth. So
yeah, my wife didn't work either.
Yeah, it's I think it might be a federal holiday now. Yeah, I have no idea, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Holy moly.
It's a federal holiday now.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I'm okay with it if they give me the fucking day off and it's paid. So
yeah, Ben says he worked on a black cop car.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I don't know if that counts.
Was it like a big buff black dude?
No.
As the cop?
I think the car was just black.
Oh. Okay. I thought he said a black cop's car.
Okay.
Oh. No, the hooky.
But yeah, Juneteenth, I guess. I don't know if anybody actually celebrates Juneteenth.
It's growing, and you know, there's a lot of people where it's like, dude, that's woke as fuck. Like, why are we even doing this? But you know, I don't really give a shit about the holiday stuff. I think it's kind of stupid, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many fucking holidays anyway. Like,
yeah.
It seems like every week there's another holiday, and you're like, what's this one?
Exactly. So it's like, I mean, I'm happy celebrating. If people want to celebrate and be happy about shit, like, hey, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, so Banielson brought up working on a cop car, and, you know, I just thought that would be a good transition into what the Seattle police are doing here.
Oh.
Because they are recruiting DACA recipients to be police officers. So, I mean, basically, I don't know. Are DACA recipients illegal immigrants?
Well, I would say if they are DACA recipients, because of that legislation, they're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, deferred action for childhood arrival status. So, I mean, essentially as it is right now, Seattle, it's looking pretty grim, dude, for their police force. Well, it is very low on staff.
Well, because of what they did a few years ago, the whole defund the police thing, nobody wants to be a fucking cop in cities like that anymore.
Exactly. And it was pretty fucking pathetic seeing all the cops that did remain cops get on their knees and like kissing the feet of black people. I mean, it's just like, that's too far. That's a little too far. You know what I'm saying? Like, crying, saying like it's all my fault. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
so are they just picking up people and just making them cops, or do they have to go through all the bullshit?
Well,
all like the police academy and all that shit, like everybody else does.
So I sent you an article. This is from like a conservative talk radio up here in the Northwest named Jason Rantz. Mm. So he kind of goes through. I mean, he gives it some, he throws some shade at this whole operation, but overall, I mean, he's kind of like well-balanced as far as this article goes. But this is Senate Bill 6157 that will allow DACA recipients to apply for civil service jobs across Washington state. So civil service jobs, maybe not just police.
Yeah.
This includes police officers. Oh, yeah. Duh, right here. Police officers, firefighters, sheriff deputies, blah, 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 blah. So prior to the legislation, they were prohibited from holding these positions. Now it's received some scrutiny, as you can imagine. But they're asking, is this constitutional to hire DACA recipients for police jobs? Because Los Angeles did this a while ago, earlier this year. Now Seattle is doing this. They even altered its written firearms policy to allow DACA cops to carry a firearm while off duty, because I don't know if DACA recipients can carry weapons, dude.
Yeah, do they have the same constitutional rights that like a regular citizen would have?
Well, now they do, because they've allowed this whole policy. So they're slowly morphing this to say, hey, if you're an illegal immigrant or if you're the child of an illegal immigrant and you grow up in this country, you can stay here for one. Mm-hmm. And for two, you can be a cop. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just like full on conspiracy about it would be eventually you can pay these people to do what you want them to do. Kind of like the UN soldiers, the blue helmets, and be like, oh, well, yeah, they're not from here. So why would they care about what happens here? But their children, they kind of grow up in the community. They're going to have like a sense of relationship with this place, right? They're not just like boots on the ground in some foreign country, like entering like willy nilly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if this is such a bad thing. And that's what he goes into saying, like, you know, this is like, if no one wants the job and these people are willing to take it, like, can you blame them for one? But I don't know. And this whole concept, this is what something I highlighted in the article here. It says the whole concept is also subject to change with any new administration. So this whole thing could go bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Well, just
it's also
just like
contingent.
Anything.
What's that?
It's just like anything. Like a new president comes in, they just like Trump or Biden, executive orders, they remove the executive orders. Like there's going to be immediate change up. Regardless of
yeah,
who comes
but
in.
Imagine if they hire all these DACA cops and then Trump comes in and pulls the plug on it and be like, okay, well, there goes half your workforce or like a significant number of people, you know, cops
That's
going
true.
Away. So maybe they're trying to build it up like that because this is a way to pad that ruling and say like, well, if you say like they can't have weapons anymore, or if you say like they got to go, then now you're getting rid of civil servants, you know, like you're getting rid of a firefighter, police officers.
Yeah, I just, yeah, it makes like the legality issue of it. Like, what are they actually able to do as law enforcement? Do they even have the same legal capabilities that a normal cop would have?
That is a very good question. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm. And it like, they have to speak English for one, right?
Well, yeah.
And that's actually a clause down here where if you go down into, where's it at? Where they get points, dude. Yeah, so it says like extra points for DACA recipients at Seattle Police Department. Mm-hmm. So under this new law, applicants may earn extra points for being fluent as a, quote, native speaker in a language other than English. This gives an advantage to the DACA recipients that progressive hiring managers and agencies may also use to reject American citizens because they don't speak that other language, right? So it kind of gives DACA recipients like a one up on some, you know, I mean, because we don't like learn other languages here just like as, you know what I mean, like a normal standard curriculum.
Yeah, it's always.
But like if you're in Germany or something, you learn English. You know what I mean? And if you're in like France, you learn English. It's just part of your natural curriculum. We don't learn anything else except for English.
What's up, Dave?
What's up, dudes?
What up, Dave?
What's up, dudes?
Yeah, Seattle's hiring DACA recipients as police officers and firefighters now.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this. This is something I actually was reading today.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome, dude. So cool.
So this article is saying, like, you know, if no one is applying, like, who else do they got, dude? Because there's 424 patrol officers in the Seattle department right now. Across all positions, 280 of those officers are eligible for retirement this year.
Yeah. What was it, like 900 and something officers compared to 1,500 officers 2017? So
pretty significant. I don't have those. Yeah.
Roughly it's down 500 since 2017, which is not surprising when you look at the, you know, ACAB.
Well, yeah, that's what I said earlier. Oh, yeah, dude. All the bullshit going on. Nobody wants to be a cop in those cities.
But not only that, but they have like all these woke kind of requirements. Like in this article, it's saying Seattle is looking to hire fewer white men or military veterans. Like they had this memo go out in March 2023 where they're saying that they asked for less images and videos of, quote, officers who are white male and, quote, officers with military bearing. And in their place, they're asking for officers of color, officers of different genders, you know, blah, blah,
they're
blah, blah,
asking,
blah.
What was this specifically asking for? Was this for like some photo shoot or for, you know, some photos for some website or some shit or what was
this? This is Seattle Police Department Human Resources staff. So this is saying this was titled SSPD Marketing More and Less.
Marketing.
Yeah. So they're wanting to do like ad campaigns or websites with less white people.
Yeah, because I want to say this whole thing's bullshit, but we also got to make sure we call it for what it is. Like that's a marketing campaign, which is expected from the West Coast and a lot of these major cities, right, where they want to let the people know that, hey, it's not a bunch of white guys. We got Mexicans and African Americans. You know what I'm saying?
So they got like, you know, it's like put Disney. Them in the uniform for the like the commercial.
Sure, man. You know, or okay. Or hey, they go, hey, Jose, you know, we need you for the photo shoot, bro. And he's like, I'm not interested. He's like, but you're the only, Mexican police officer we have. We have to have you.
Oh, okay.
We'll see, you know, and that's what he does, man.
That sounds like like an office skit.
Yeah, right. Nothing that I read today about this actually showed that they only want to hire, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to hire military. They don't want to hire white men.
Gotcha.
It's just their campaign is to promote more diversity, which we
for
know.
Sure.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay. That's a good call out.
It's a pretty, the whole thing is fucked because they, and this is what, I don't remember who
but
it was.
Is it fucked though? Because like, that's why I brought this article because at the very end, this guy is a conservative radio host, I think, in the Seattle area. And he's saying, still, it's a reasonable policy. Despite the easy way to abuse this law, the policy itself is advantageous. It's why all but one Republican in the Senate supported the bill. And it was saying that it was clearly unconstitutional, like, when it was adopted. It seems like the DACA recipients are here to stay. So if they're interested in helping protect our communities, you know, how can their employment be problematic?
What's your take on it? I'll let you go with it, man.
Well, I mean, it says right here they'd still be subject to the other qualifications to become an officer or deputy. So it's like they have to go through the rigorous training that a normal police officer would have to go through.
Rigorous?
I mean,
rigorous?
It depends.
I don't know. Do you know what the Seattle police?
I mean, I looked at obviously like becoming a police officer at one point in my life. And, you know, you have to go to, you know, there's training and stuff. And I think it was 6 months.
Yeah.
And you have
to. Of the police academy thing?
Police academy.
Well, then our friend Flyer Without almost became a cop. He like looked into it because that's what his dad did.
That's true. His dad was.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he really looked into it, though.
He went in and talked to him about all the fucking prerequisite testing and all that shit.
Yeah.
And like it was basic stuff. He had to do so many push-ups or run a mile in a certain amount of time.
He couldn't do the push-ups?
I don't think he actually went as far to actually do it.
No, I get you.
Because you got to go through like a lie detector test or something and ask a bunch of questions. Yeah. And there were some questions he couldn't he wasn't going to pass on. So he was like, I'm not going to do it.
Well, I mean, going back to this, it's like the argument for it is like they don't have the people applying for these jobs.
Yeah, because they.
And so if you don't have anybody willing to be an officer and the DACA recipients, because a DACA is a child, right? That's my understanding is DACA means you're a child born here under like an illegal immigrant. Is that right?
I don't know if that's right. I actually cannot remember the true DACA meaning. Let's just look it up real quick because I want to make sure that we.
It's in this article. It says deferred action for childhood arrival status.
Yeah, but what? But you is that is
that's
that,
what it stands. That's the acronym.
Is that 10?
Is that 12? It's a policy that allows certain undocumented immigrants who entered the United States as children to temporarily avoid deportation or obtain a work permit. So it's not that they were born here, mm-hmm. that they were came here as children.
So they are illegal. They can be illegal. So, here's I mean, the thing. Technically, they're hiring possibly illegal immigrants.
Undocumented people are considered eligible for deferred action for childhood arrivals if they are between the ages of 15 and 41. 31 as of 2012 per government guidelines. That's what it says here. Now, take it for what it is.
Yeah.
So maybe they were here for a long period of time. They came, you know, as at a younger age, and they can still file for DACA even up to 41 years old if they've been in the country, say, 30 years.
Jesus Christ.
It's pretty wild.
Dang, dude. So that's a game changer. I thought these were all kids, know what I mean, like growing up.
So the argument for it is the Seattle police force and many, many other major city police forces have fucked themselves so bad that they can't actually get good citizens to apply for the job. And so DACA
that was a plan. Yeah, this says, that seems like their plan the whole time.
This right? says to be eligible, you also have to have entered the United States before June 15th of 2007.
Oh.
That doesn't make sense.
And be under the age of 31.
And that's DACA, or is that in this article here?
That's I looked up what the meaning of DACA is right here.
So they're saying you basically had to have been in this country at 4 years old.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying, at least in this particular setting here. Okay. I get you.
So, I mean.
I think the argument against it is, A, the obvious, right, that they've sabotaged the police force, and now that they're putting in DACA recipients, is there something to that? Because if you remember, I don't remember who it was that Joe Rogan was talking to a while back, but I remember him being like, man, I didn't even think of that until now. Do you remember the situation where they're talking about border crossings? They get illegal immigrants would be able to join the military in order to get citizenship. Mm. And the scary thing was if the government turns on the people, we always talk about there's no way that all the military is going to turn on the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And shoot. But if you have a bunch of illegals who have no, they don't care yeah. about citizens. They don't care about, they don't have.
Yeah, we just talked about this right before you yeah. showed up. So it's like,
yeah.
But I was assuming that as a DACA recipient, you'd live here your entire life and yeah. grow up and have a sense of community with the like.
Maybe, people. But here's the thing: like, I don't think the sense of community just comes from your experience personally, right? Like, the community comes from your upbringing with your parents, your grandparents, right? Their sense of community. And here's the one argument I would have is, and I see this, and I'm sure you've seen this too. They come over into the country. Their parents don't speak any English, right? They're, mm-hmm. Doing what they can to survive. Maybe the child goes to a public school or something and learns English. But the families tend to be in their own groups. They go to Spanish-speaking churches. They go to Spanish-speaking. Oh, yeah. So are they really part of this country, or are they just in this country kind of continuing their own?
Well, and they all tend to go into the same communities.
Exactly.
It's like it's not mm-hmm. like they go, hey, I'm going to go. I just got here. I'm going to go live up here. And I have money. I have ways to get yeah, money. I can do this, live up here and yeah. learn English and be amongst all the Americans.
To be no, fair, they don't. They go white people do that too, stuff. Dude. I mean, like, people who live here join cliques and that's all they do. Like,
yeah, but it's not cliques. I'm saying I'm an American citizen. You're proud to be. I'm not. No, I want to preface by saying that I don't believe that, people that have come over here, all of them just are like, no, I'm Mexican first, bro. You know, I'm from Mexico yeah. first. But I would argue that I don't think a lot kind of like get into the community. What's the word for it? What's that word? Insimulate? What is the word? I'm fucking brain.
Oh, assimilate.
Assimilate. I don't think we see that as much in a lot, especially when we have mass border crossings. We don't see people really even try to speak English. Now, I work with people that are speaking English mm-hmm. that have foreign, you know. I don't think it's as big of a deal.
It's hard to put a number on that, though. You know what I mean?
It is hard. But that's not. But the question really doesn't come down to like specific numbers. The question is you're allowing all, right? And yes, you have to go through training and all that stuff, and you have to still do that. But
you have to know English.
But the best way that somebody described it today was like, if we do have a problem with immigration, mm-hmm. okay, we have a problem. let's say that Trump gets in, let's say there's a mass deportation, right? For example, just one example. That's like having the mob who runs shit, you know what I'm saying, end up, well, you know, we have a problem with the mob, so let's hire the mob to run the police force. That's not going to work well. So if you have a police force that has a ton or a lot of citizens who are here, you know, are now citizens per se, but came here, do you think they're going to pull people over? Do you think they're going to check green cards?
Do they have an allegiance?
Do you think they have the same?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, dude. Like, that's what this article talks about, too, is like you have to kind of vet these people, right? You can't just treat them like, hey, you know, willy-nilly. I mean, the same could go for a radical leftist who decides to become a cop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have political agenda. What if, like, a cop was like, hey, go arrest Trump? Are they going to fucking do it? You know what I'm saying? Like, so
I know.
Every cop can do what they subjectively think is right at that time.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
And I agree with you. Like, I agree with you on that. I'm just saying,
my whole thing was like, if you hire a bunch of DACA kids or DACA people, like men, whatever, or women, and all of a sudden Trump pulls the plug on all these illegal immigrants and says, get the fuck out of here, there goes your workforce that you just hired. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what's the balance here?
That's true. That's true. Yeah, man. I'm not a big fan of it, man. I feel like you lowered expectations. You kind of set this precedent for the police force. And then the people that are citizens don't want to be a part of that because, let's say, the pay goes down. There's hatred towards them, yada, yada, yada. So instead of fixing that problem and actually getting citizens who are constitutional and believe in America and want, you know, good for people, you just bring in people that are willing to do the lower level shit that you turned it into. You know what I'm saying? So if wages...
That's assuming that they don't like the Constitution and they don't respect the Constitution, but I mean...
Do you agree that the police force is weaker right now than it has been ever?
I think the weak force has been purposefully kneecapped, yes.
Okay, but you do think that, like, the police are more handcuffed and more unable to do their jobs. Is that true?
From what I've seen in the Northwest and just West Coast, yeah.
Okay, so that's what I guess I'm getting at more, is that they've handicapped them to the point that the police officers don't want to do that job anymore because they can't. They feel that they can't. So getting citizens in who are willing to just do that job because they need money, you know what I'm saying? And they're willing to not make it a better job, but keep it shit and just have people that are willing to do the shit. That's what I have an issue with, because they're not improving the police force by doing this, in my opinion. The police force needs a reboot. They need to get people to respect police. And now, listen, there's bad cops. We can be... We can talk about dirty cops, and we can talk about, to your point, the leftists that are cops that are, you know, arresting victims when Antifa riots, you know, all that stuff, all the things that have happened in the past. We can talk about right-leaning cops who are, but I'm just saying, like, we're or starting at a too, bad you know? Spot by doing this. That's what I'm saying. It's just a bad, it's a low bar, and I don't like that we have a low bar for the police force, especially when we have criticism for them.
Dude, yes. I mean, that, like, you could see it. You could, like, map this whole process out going back to 2020 when they, like, defund the police, you know, that they're treating cops like fucking second class, third class citizens. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm just saying, like, it was dangerous to be a cop way back in 2020. It still is dangerous to be a cop right now. But like in 2020, it's like, ooh, you're like, watch out, dude. Like,
yeah. Now when I see a cop, I'm like, you have to be a lunatic, bro. You're still in the force, man. You got to be just a crazy man or a crazy woman. You know what I mean? Because, like, there's not much benefit for you doing it. Your pay's low. People hate you still to this day. So
and you're not allowed to do anything anymore. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you can't stop people, like, sometimes. Well, I don't know if they've reversed
anything. You risk your life to catch the bad guy and knowing, especially in big cities, that the DA is probably going to let him go. You know what I mean? Depending on where you're at. Yeah. So it's really all for nothing, because you're
Only that, but people call you a fucking pig and a racist while you do it.
Exactly.
Well, and how do you have how do you have a police force that is there to serve and protect its people and the Constitution, who don't have constitutional rights themselves?
Yeah.
How does that so even Dave, work? That was another thing.
Yeah.
In this article, it says, like, these rules can change any time, because DACA recipients, they have to apply for a renewable work permit every 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's like, how is that sustainable? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I think what you'll see is, if this goes forward and it becomes a thing and you see other people adopt it, I think what you see, and this is where I think it gets even more worrisome, is that they see that, let's say it works, at least it partially works or seems to work on paper. you see officials and elected officials and government start to say, well, let's take away that 2-year thing. Let's just, you know, they seem to be doing an all right job. Let's start making them more citizens, you know, like let's not make them jump through hoops. And then we start taking away the process that the immigration we need. We need to enforce the process, and we're going to start seeing it diminish, I think.
But dude, I think you're definitely onto something, because when Trump was being interviewed and they were talking about like the biggest mass deportation of Mexicans or whoever crosses the border, right?
He
was asked, like, who are you going to get to do this? Like, how are you going to do this? And he said, local police. So you're like right on the fucking money. I mean, if your local police are illegal immigrants, are they going to?
Yeah, they're not going to do shit.
Right?
Yeah, they're not going to do it. They're just going to say,
Jose, go run. Get away. Quick, they're into the tunnel.
You're not going to.
But think about this. Like, what if this did, like you were saying, become popular and spread? If you wanted the UN to take over this country, just send them to the country as DACA recipients and hire them as police force.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. The UN is over, you know.
There are blue helmets without the blue helmets. But that, you wouldn't be able to do that because according to DACA, you had to be here as a child.
As a child, like before 2007?
Yeah. So,
and that was some, where did you get that? Because I was trying to find that.
I'm on Brave. I'm Brave browser.
DACA meaning. That's what he looked under. So.
Okay. I'm just looking here. I don't know.
Yeah, it says to be eligible for DACA, individuals must have entered the United States before June 15th, 2007, and must be under the age of 31 as of June
15th,
2012.
Yeah.
Well, so okay, yeah, and you know, I think the slippery slope is definitely like applicable here. Because it's like, yeah, you have DACA right now, but what's next?
That's my problem. It's the whole, you know, you give an inch, they take a mile kind of shit, man. Like I'm sure that a lot of these DACA kids are good citizens. I'm sure a lot of them are, man. I'm sure a lot of them love the country.
Oh,
they
yeah.
respect the country. But as a blanket term, you have to understand that like when you're born here, to parents who are from here, and there's, you know, it is different, man. Like, you don't, I think when you see in the movies where they're holding the flags and they're like, I love America, you know, like, yeah, that absolutely happens. There are people that are in bad situations that are dying to get here. They want this life and they want to be involved in this life. I can see it at people that I work with every day, like business owners and stuff. There are people that don't look like they could give two shits about what this country offers. And there's some people that are so, so excited to be here. And so it's not a matter of like, it's how much or what the percentage is. It's just, you're opening it up to people that are, that could, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to your point, like, it's not just, I'm not talking about just from Mexico or just from Ecuador or any of this shit. Like, we're getting, are we going to take Chinese nationalists? Are we going to take Russians? Are we going to take, you know, like all of them at some point are going to be, you know, offered this position. And do they hold allegiance or not? And they can say it on paper and they can raise their hand.
Yep.
I don't know that I trust
them. But does raising their hand mean anything?
No.
They're not here legally. They have no allegiance to the country. They have no constitutional rights. Swearing in and being a cop, that means nothing.
Yeah, it's just, I get it, man. They need police. I understand it. But I wish that they could recognize how bad they fuck shit up. And I wish that, because in one of the articles that I read, it said that, like, you know, in 2017, and especially during COVID, when the police force were getting, you know, defund the police and all this shit was happening, they specifically quoted saying, like, at that time with the defund the police, they also had a city council that didn't favor police. I would argue that that's still part of it. Like, all these places have city councils that don't really actually care for the police. So.
Yep.
How about we understand that, like, having less police has not been good to the country. It's not been good to these major cities. How about we get people in that actually want to, and we could see people coming back into the force. There are cops right now, or people that had quit maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and they would probably love to go back in if they knew that they had support. You know what I'm saying? People that want to be cops, that's a special breed of people. It's a hard job. That's why I didn't do it, because I'm like, fuck, it's dangerous, man. Like, you really have to want to do it. I really think that. Either that or you're a power-hungry person, and those people need to be removed. But I think if you want to be a police and risk your life, you really care. At least I'd like to think that they do. So I just don't think this is a solution to the problem that we have at all.
No, it's going to cause more of a problem.
Yeah.
Well, especially in larger cities, you know what I mean? It's just going to be like, dude, because everybody's so disconnected already in a large city like Seattle, dude.
Yeah.
Like I lived there for 2 years, and like when you'd go to the store, you're just like an obstacle in everybody or in everybody's way.
Yeah.
You're not like there to socialize with anybody. Like you walk into Fred Meyer and everybody's like, dude, get out of my way. I got
which is groceries. Fucking stupid. You know, that's the one thing I don't miss that, man. And Longview is a little different, right? Because there's a smaller community. You could say hi to people. But, like, those big cities and shit, like, the disconnect is weird, bro. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
They're all a bunch of robots.
Everybody's on their phone.
I know. You know what I mean? You know, like, that's not everywhere. You know, like, you can go out and people talk and they'll come up. Like, we have people all the time just come up and start bullshitting with us, dude. In the grocery store, at the mall, conversations. And we're like, God damn, we want to go, but they're talking, you know? It's just like the friendliness is different in certain places. And, like, I hate that thing that you're talking about. In Seattle was a good example where you go to a sports game. And you're at an event. You all like the fucking Seattle Mariners, right? You're all there because you love the Mariners, but you rarely even say a word to anybody else there. You're not, you know, it's weird.
Yeah.
If you want to high five the guy next year, like, do you want to?
Can you move the mouse off my eyeball?
Oh, sorry.
I was getting confused. I was like, is that my mouse or is this his mouse?
No, I just don't. I don't think it's a good path, man. That's all. I have nothing against DACA kids. I just think it's the wrong path for this kind of shit. But I don't think the whole country is going to adopt this. I think you'll see it in California a lot, probably. Oregon, Washington, like, who knows, man? New York, they need help bad. But shit, I just don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I worry about the slippery slope thing more than I do, like, this immediate issue right now. Because I'm like, dude, if you have a position that needs to be filled, like...
If people are dieting now more than ever before... Then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Fucking. But, you know. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I brought another article that I found that was kind of interesting, but then I'm also getting kind of sick of this topic too. Okay. But I just wanted to like bring it up because it was like kind of this missing plane, the MH370.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So this was asking, could underwater sound signals solve the mystery of where this fucking plane went?
Well, and, I mean, if it's in the water.
Yeah, so, like, researchers had this hydrophone data where they were saying that if the plane hit the water, it would have produced this earthquake level of sound. You know what I mean? Like, it would have, like, been a small level earthquake, they were saying. And they have, like, this little map of, like, the locations of where they have the last communication. So if you go down to where there's, like, 1, 2, 3 of the flight, and it shows the picture. So if you hover over those, it'll show you where the last communication or where the last radar pings were. And so, like, number one was where they took off from Kuala Lumpur, whatever. And then number two is where they disappeared from civilian radar. And then number three is interesting because this is where they disappeared from military radar. So, you know, it's not surprising that military has their own separate radar, but it's just like, you know, it's obviously better.
Yeah, it's gonna be better.
Yeah. But that's, so I have that Twitter link that I sent you, Chris. And it has the video, it's like a 2-minute video that kind of explains all of this in a nice, concise 2-minute video. So it's interesting to listen to.
Hold on. I got to reopen it.
Don't!
No!
Yeah, underwater microphones could have picked up the vibrations.
Significant progress has been made in the investigation into the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Boeing MH370, to the findings of British researchers. The Daily Mail reports that these researchers discovered strong vibrations detected by underwater microphones at the presumed moment of the plane crash. This discovery is a crucial step in the ongoing search for answers about the Malaysian aircraft, which vanished from radar on March 8, 2014,
there's a mermaid,
over the Indian Ocean after deviating from its course for unknown reasons.
That's crazy.
Large-scale search operations carried out by the authorities of several countries at once on an area of 74,500 square kilometers off the coast of Australia were unsuccessful. The location of the Malaysia Airlines plane crash remained a mystery for more than 10 years. Since then, several fragments of the plane have been found off the coast of Madagascar and the southwestern tip of Africa. All sorts of theories have been put forward about what caused the crew to change course. At the beginning of the year, Malaysian authorities supported the initiative to resume the search by volunteer researchers. Scientists from Cardiff have provided a compelling explanation for the underwater vibrations detected at the supposed moment of the Malaysia Airlines plane crash. They suggest that a plane of this size, weighing 200 tons and falling into the water at a speed of 200 meters per second, would generate the same amount of kinetic energy as a small earthquake. This energy release was likely what the underwater microphones, installed at Cape Leeuwin in Western Australia and in the British territory of Diego Garcia, detected. Dr. Osama Kadri.
So pause it real quick. So we don't have to watch any more of this, but I'm like, how do you know it's not just a small earthquake, bro? We have small earthquakes all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like a large whale jumping out of the water would fucking trigger some, you know what I mean? Like,
right?
I don't know. I'm with you, man. But, like, this is a hard one. It's a mystery, and I think it's a crazy mystery, but it's like, when she said they made great progress, I don't think so. I think you haven't really made much progress.
Yeah, you would have said so. I mean, you said, hey, we found it.
Yeah, no.
That's the only progress you could do. Either you found it or you didn't.
Because, this whole fucking plane, the story about it always gets popped back up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like this unsolved mystery that's always just, like, never ending. Like, there was an Ashton Forbes who thought that he, solved it. But then it's like you find out some of the images were kind of bunk and, you know, fake. And then there was that video with the freaking orbs that flew around it that we heard that's fake.
I don't think it's a mystery. I think they just said it in that video. The plane crashed in Madagascar and the zoo animals took all the parts and tried to put it back together. And then they tried go back to the zoo after they crash landed earlier.
I was going to go a different direction. That's why the parts are there. I like that direction.
We've all seen the movie.
I like
that. I mean, they tell us how things
found the fucking lemurs, bro.
They tell us how things happen in the movies. I know. So.
It's true, dude.
Fucking
talking animals.
DreamWorks. I think that plane is still cruising around underwater right now, and they're just
Really just like in that video.
Yep.
I think that
plane turned submarine. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, we're underwater. So they probably got picked up by some alien.
That's actually what's off the coast of Florida. That's not a Russian. That's not a Russian. That's this flight. That's a Malaysian flight.
Yep. And
I see. Repurposing.
Yeah.
I get you.
I don't know, man. I hate to say it. I just don't care that much. Like, I do.
I know.
A lot of people like died, I'm assuming, right? And that's really sad and it's fucked up. But at a certain point, I'm like, is it worth investigating your whole life over? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I think I would have to assume that, with the whole closure thing, that's a lot of people, the families, right? Like, they always say you never have closure. And I believe that probably is true to some extent, right? But it has been quite a while.
It's been like 10 years? Is that what they said?
Over 10 years.
I think 2014.
Yeah, 10 years. Okay.
March 8th, 2014.
You know what's going to happen? Anybody see the show Manifest?
No.
Nope.
Plane disappeared.
No.
10 years.
No.
All of a sudden it showed back up. Everyone on the plane alive and the same age.
Wow. It's already been 10 years, though.
I know.
They're going to show up this year.
In real time. 11 years. In real time, they were gone for 10 years.
Yeah.
But in their time on the plane, it was only an hour.
10 seconds.
And then I can tell you what's going to happen. They're going to get on land, and they're going to say, what the fuck happened on this planet? And they're going to kill themselves. Because they're going to see all the fucking turmoil over the past 10 years and be like, what the fuck is going on right now?
What the fuck is going on?
What the fuck?
Donald Trump was president? Fuck.
Who's this old fuck in office right now? What the fuck? You know? And they're going to be like, just send me back underwater. I want to go back in the submarine. You know what I'm saying?
Can I just disappear again?
Yeah. Can we just fucking bubble around underwater? It was more enjoyable. Peaceful. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Think about the past 10 years of all the shit that's happened in the world.
I know, man.
If you were in a coma for 10 years and you woke up right now.
COVID?
This did happen. Remember? There was that woman. She was in the coma for like, I think what, 12 years or something?
Yeah,
really?
I remember that. Yeah.
We talked about this. We're like, dude, think about all the shit that has happened in the last 10, 12 years.
It would almost be unbearable. Honestly, you
might go insane.
What? Yeah. Cause you'd be like, what the fuck is this, dude? Like what gas is how much? What the fuck is going on? Like,
what is all these things people carrying around?
Antifa? Yep. What is Antifa? You know what I mean? Like this is weird, man.
Chaz? What happened in Seattle?
Yeah, dude.
They did what?
Yeah, they'd watch TV and be like, there's a lot of gays. What's going on right now? There's a lot of manly looking women around here today.
Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah, dude.
God.
Aerosmith was right. You know what I mean?
Like, they were.
It's a weird thought. You know,
that would be very weird.
We've lived it. So we kind of have had that slow boiling over the past.
I mean, just think about it like just in our lifetime. When we were getting out of high school, 2004-ish, to now.
It's a long time, dude.
Yeah. No like iPhones.
When we were...
No Facebook.
When we became
Facebook was limited to college.
Yeah, yeah, when we became part of society and we weren't just kids in school anymore. We were 18, fucking out on our own, doing our thing, compared to what everything is now.
Yeah, I'd argue 9/11 was the fucking massive, massive turning point for all things weird. Like, I mean, there's definitely shit going on before, but that opened the door.
In our lifetime,
for government reach. It opened the door for people being weirdos.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, I'm putting that a fault.
9/11 was a COVID-style pinnacle in history.
Yeah, and I'd argue almost more. I think COVID was, as a nation,
COVID was more worldwide, bro.
No. I understand that's worldwide. I'm just saying that the government used that was the first major turn of like government power, you know what I'm saying, where they controlled shit, and we didn't realize at the time. I mean, some did, but we didn't realize how bad that would get over time, and it got worse and worse.
Well, I mean,
and worse.
Yeah, there was Pearl Harbor back in the day, but like in recent history, getting us over into the Middle East, 9/11 was it.
Yeah,
you know, we didn't have a rationale, we didn't have the interest to go get revenge. 9/11, there were people bloodthirsty, dude. Like, let's go fucking kill people.
There was that. If you're talking about Pearl Harbor and that situation where people were, like, angry and ready to take action 100%, I was talking about more of, like, planes and like security and rights that were taken away and all this stuff. Mm. And I don't know how much that happened with Pearl Harbor. Obviously for the Chinese or Japanese. They had some camps and shit going on. That wasn't good. But I'm just saying as an American citizen, I don't know how much more they did. Whereas 9/11 really that page flipped over where they're like, yeah, we're going to decide what you can do and can't do. Yeah.
Dude, that's a good point. Like at these major events, 9/11, Pearl Harbor, COVID, you have taking away of civil liberties, right?
Yeah.
And it's always like a reach to see how far they can go. TSA was a fucking master plan, dude. Yeah. Like they just put that in and everybody went along. Like there's been no pushback on TSA. Maybe just a little bit in the beginning, like, you touched my boob, or like you're taking x-rays and you can see my penis, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But like with COVID, I mean, think about like the COVID passports that they were implementing. And this is all like even over in Israel, dude. Israel had it pretty fucking bad.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, like the green pass, you had like the little wrist thing that shows like, yes, here's my fucking ID, you know, digital ID.
Yeah. In certain areas, absolutely. It was rough, dude. But we could still fly. We had to wear a mask. We could still fly. You know what I'm saying? I mean is like, I don't think a lot of, maybe our audience does, but I don't think people understand. Like, I remember flying as a younger person, and it was, they might touch your butt real quick, and then you just went onto a plane, bro. There was no shoes off. There was no fucking, you know what I mean? It was not.
Yeah.
I remember this one time I was like, we were going to like Disneyland or something, or I think Pennsylvania, actually. It might have been Pennsylvania. I had a little tiny fucking, you know, those little keychain guns. I was like, you know, that made the dumb noises. And I remember at the airport, they said, you can't have that on the plane. It's a gun. And my grandma's like, that's bullshit. You know, because it was just like, it's a fucking toy.
Yeah.
And but that was, we were like, what? You can't have that. Like, it was just like, why not? You know, and now it's like, you don't even try to take that shit. You just know.
Dude.
You know,
so I used to get on a plane every summer to go down to California because like my parents split up, moved up to Washington. My dad still lives down there. So, like he used to walk us to the terminal, dude.
Yes, you know what I mean? Yes. You could just like, go to the terminal.
Yeah. And I think I think he even came to like Washington one time and he had razors in his bag and all like on the plane. So I was just like, what the fuck is
what's he doing? Coke in the bathrooms? What's going on? It's like, TSA was like, you have drugs, sir. How many pounds? Because, like, you know, we can only get you a pound on here. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't give a shit, bro. You got a little bump. And just, listen, as long as it's not too much. You know what I'm saying? You could get drunk.
Do you think it ever goes back the other way?
No.
Never?
I mean, I would. No, I don't. No.
Because, I mean, if you're. If things go like if Trump gets elected and things go like he says it's going to go, where like government's going to get smaller, that is one of those fucking government agencies where it might have to go.
Yeah, I don't think he won't do that, dude.
No,
no,
he's big into 9/11. Like his whole thing was like terrorism and all. Like I don't think he's anti. Like let's check you and let's pat you. Like he's never complained about TSA.
But dude, I gotta be totally honest with you guys, man. Like we talked about this on, I think it was a call-in show. I think we were talking to Scotty, maybe one that might have been it. But we were talking about going out late and childhood shit. Remember that?
Yeah.
The truth is like this is not 1992. You know what I'm saying? Like we like as much as I don't like, I don't really care about going through an x-ray machine. I don't really care about taking my shoes. I really don't. It's like I just get there a little earlier. I just know it's happening. It's not a big deal, right? I don't care. I do like the peace of mind. I do think that we have weird fucking people in this world that are not institutionalized anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who the fuck's sitting by me. Because I remember like sitting on a plane, you know, I'm not saying right after 9/11, but around there and you're just looking around and you're like, what motherfucker's going to try something right now? You know what I mean? Because like you just don't know who the fuck's on it.
Yeah,
I don't really care that much. But the problem is there was a lot of, if they said, you know, hey, in order to fly this to you, but it's a federal thing. It becomes this weird government thing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I mean, how many?
The problem though, like is does the TSA work? Is it really that effective? And they've tested it multiple times and they've gotten like small little razor blades through. They've gotten switchblades through. They've gotten like mace and all this like aerosols through. So I'm just saying like,
dude, does it work? It's not. Listen, yes, it does work. I'm sure that you can get
something. Not standardized though. I wish it was fucking standardized. The same at every airport.
I agree with you. Listen, you're always going to be able to hide something or get something through. Like you have enough shit in your bag and that one person looks away for a second. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like you might get something on, but like, I don't, it's one of those things. It's one of those weird things. It doesn't bother me that much.
But even before 9/11, was it really that much of a problem?
I don't know. Weird people on planes?
No, just shit happening like that. Where all of a sudden that you need this forever now?
Yeah.
I
think it was
like as far as like civil liberties go.
No. He's saying did we have that many issues on airplanes?
There wasn't ever not that. I mean, I haven't researched it, but I don't remember just in my mind right now that there was ever any really real problem that would warrant something like that before. And then 9/11 happens.
Hijackers.
9/11 happens one time, and now we have to have all this extra security forever.
That's the thing. I agree with you, man. I agree.
Well, not only that, but the Patriot Act was written like well before 9/11.
Yeah,
like, they just plop that motherfucker out.
I guess we can use this now.
But there also, we go. Finally, it's time. Let's roll this out.
But also, like you know, if you talk about like being in major cities or like growing up, we used to go to a lot of shows in Portland. We used to play shows in Portland. We used to be in Portland more often. Go to games and shit, and you'd walk around, you felt safer, you know, people were friendly, you'd see a whack job and you're like, oh, look at that fucking wacky dude. But in general, you didn't like really think it was that weird. But like, I honestly, like, you can't walk around and not just be like, I wouldn't hang out with any of these motherfuckers.
I think
they're fucking weird, not a normal society, dude.
I think social media has done that a lot. Has ruined it. Like before,
has created homeless before, people though.
No, I think we have
more homeless people now too.
Well, yes, but like just like the being so hyper aware of like the weirdos and crazy shit and being worried about it and not feeling like we can do anything anymore. I think social media has made that the way it is.
Because
I still
agree to
like,
an extent.
There was always fucking weirdo people. Like how many serial killers and shit happened then that don't happen now.
Well, you know what?
Well, I don't think there is.
Maybe not as publicized, but I mean, you know what I'm saying.
You know when like people say like, I would never want to read somebody's mind because it would drive me insane?
Sure.
That's what social media is people are taking their thoughts and putting it out into the ether via text. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't think we were meant to see that shit. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're talking about that, I agree 100%. Because, like, yeah, I don't want to hear your thoughts of a lunatic. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can only take so much of that shit. But what I will disagree with is, like, I don't think that's an observant thing or, like, just, like, with social media when you're saying, like, you are conditioned to see that more often now. People are weird.
No, they are.
They were always, yes, we always had
They've always been weird.
I know, but not the same way, man. We haven't handled mental issues very well in the past 20 fucking years plus. I mean, more than that even. And I think when you just look at, you don't go somewhere public and you just look at a mall and you're like, God, look at these fucking dorks and dumbasses all over the place, dude. Like, they just look weird. The blue hair movement, the fucking weird, like, there's something off. It's not like you see a bunch of normal people. And then, you remember back in the day, Greg, you know this, I used to dress like fucking stupid. I gotta be honest with you. I used to be like a Hot Topic kid. I you know, but like you go to
school. It's always been around. See,
I know, but there you go. You go to school and
social
like,
media.
There you go.
Was on ICQ.
No, I don't know. Think about like just school. Look at your class pictures in fucking 2001 or 2003 or 1998. Everybody, you know, you had your normal kids in normal clothes, and then you have that one punk rocker. You know, and you're like, oh, look at this guy. You know, look at the fucking shit now. All I'm saying is, I don't even have a fucking thing on, but just go look, and you will go. What the fuck? Where's the normal?
Absolutely,
people?
Dude. It's Hollywood media. It's the influence of Hollywood media on children.
But they're doing it. It's not. Yeah, I mean, there is an influence, but people are actually doing it. And then people are sick. They're very sick and mentally ill. And we just are like, they're just normal people, and they're not normal people.
I think Chris is onto something because there have been studies with like correlations between the rise of social media and mental health decline.
Oh, 100%. 100%. You know what I mean? 100%.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was only referring to. We see it more now because of social media. I see it more visually. I don't know that social media makes me more aware of it. I just see it naturally is what I'm trying to say.
I don't know if like just because like they do their hair or dress or the way they look in public necessarily means that they're mentally ill.
No. No, I never. No,
but,
I
but I'm
that.
Saying like there's just a style difference now compared to like when we were younger.
Yeah, fuck, man. Listen, I'm Greg can attest more than anybody. Like, I'm all about, like, man, if you want to be alternative, you're into the goth scene, man. I get it. I'm totally.
Well, and people now are more open to presenting themselves the way they want to.
You know what's the difference, though, Chris? Like, you have people wanting to be referred to as they, them, and she, shim, or whatever the fuck. I mean, and it's being enforced. Like, these mental issues are being enforced by schools, by the police, by the judicial system. I mean, pronouns, like, come on, dude. Like, when was that ever a fucking issue? You know what I'm saying?
Also,
that's just one example.
They're like, even when I was at my weirdest moments of life, right? I remember I bought alien contacts, right? When I was in high school, I had
alien contacts.
Bright green contacts with like alien shaped, like fucking lenses, right? And I was like, man, I'm like,
that sounds weird. Like in the same sentence, like alien contact. Like, what? Yeah, who do you know?
But like, I had my hair red for a long time. I had fucking like the spikes and shit. And I was like, I'm gonna wear this shit. And I remember like the school was like, you can't wear those contacts at school. And I'm like, all right, you know, like I was just like, fine. Like, no. I'm gonna abide by the rules. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm trying to be rebellious, but like, I also respect. That's not the case anymore. Now they're just like,
pussy.
Fuck you. You don't like you. You need to respect what I want to. I want to be an alien. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's a weird, like.
Well, I think that goes back to, like, the emotional problem with most people now. I don't think they are able to handle emotions as much as they were.
That is why they're weirdos.
Well, and that's a lot of that is with social media.
Yeah, and bad parenting and that bad too. Teachers and well, bad culture around them, bad city and governance.
Honestly, it all of that might lead back to fucking social media.
Or just
and Hollywood and media, true. Like other forms of media.
I well, mean, it, it'd be interesting. Influence. It'd be interesting to see like all of those things, like mental illness, like maybe like the parenting issues, like kids at school acting up, like all the problems going on. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to see like a graph of like when all those started becoming more of a problem, and then also when social media ramped up and. The iPhone and like when it became in your hand all the
time. That's out there, dude. I've seen graphs like that. Yeah. But it's like, how do you define mental illness?
Well, like, to I the don't point know if I would.
Well, I think some people take mental illness as like they have a slight anxiety and all of a sudden they're a quote unquote mentally ill person. You know, like,
I need to be on drugs.
They want to be in that category. And see, that's the thing is like, listen, I'm not a supporter of just like handing kids drugs, bro. Like, they're all ADHD. We have to dose them up. They're fucking this and that. We got to dose them up. However, with that said, I know people. We know people. Flat Earth Al, man, was a good example. Like, he's got some ADHD. He's got some, you know, all kinds of shit. Okay? Like, if he's not on his medication, the guy could be a fucking different dude. You know what I mean?
He's a lot of fun.
He's a lot of fun, but he's not, he's a different cat, bro. You know what I'm saying?
And dude, I always wonder if, like, ADHD could be resolved through diet. I don't know.
That's
I'm just like throwing it out there.
I love that you just
like,
threw it out there, man. That's a, yeah, just tell him, like, Alex, you're fat. Fucking slow down, bro.
Well, no, not fat. Just say, like, dude, you're eating the wrong shit.
No,
like, you're eating junk food, dude.
You know what I mean? You know,
no, it definitely is like a chemical imbalance. I actually read not that long ago that a lot of that shit could be derived back to, like, gut health.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of people that have said, like, depending on what your gut condition is, like, the chemistry going on inside there can affect all kinds of fucking shit in your body.
Well, for example... Like 23andMe, okay? I fell for the fucking thing. I sent him like my saliva many, many moons ago.
You're fucked.
But I got a
your saliva isn't like now in a robot for fucking some
exactly. No, I told you I'm expecting a clone of me to wash up on the beach any day now.
Oh,
you know what
God,
I mean,
dude?
But I did like a nutritional analysis type of whatever to like show what is my genome deficient in and like. What can I do as far as supplementation to help normalize it, you know?
Yep.
And they said that I was low on choline, or like my body doesn't digest or whatever, break down choline or produce enough, whatever.
Yeah.
And so when I took like alpha GPC, which is like a form of choline, and you can find choline in like eggs and a bunch of different food, but like, it kind of helped mellow me out, dude. Like, cause I'm pretty anxious, you know, up and, you know, down and it just depends on my mood. But if I take choline, dude, I'm like Sometimes it gets me too mellow, though, and I get super tired. Yeah. So that's the thing is, like, what am I eating? What's the right balance? And should I be taking this all the time? You know what I mean?
No, I totally agree, man. I was going to say, like, I think the issue, and, you know, I was joking, obviously, with our friend Al, man. He's the best. But the thing is, like, it is true. Like, he needs that stuff. He feels like he needs that stuff, right, to maintain normalcy. And all I'm saying is like, even if it's not taking, and I see I was treated for ADHD with a lot of weed. That's what Van says. And then taking Ritalin. I'm not saying that's the best answer. I think to Greg's point, like maybe a diet is a good answer. Maybe just having a healthier plan. You know, like I'm sure that there's ways, meditation, you know, if you want to get weird, like, you know, there are ways to remedy these things that are problematic for some people that are not pills. But the problem that we see now is that, like, when somebody comes into, you know, especially nowadays and younger kids, when they say, I have an issue, it's supported and even accepted to the point where it's a good thing that you're this way.
Yeah.
And it's a very odd situation that, like, it's not just they want to help you. Like, this, you know, we used to want to help people that were like that. We wanted to. Hey, we want you to not be that way. And now they're like, you should be this way and more, dude. Like, let's
dude, it's like having Lizzo being the fitness guru. You know, it's like Joe Rogan talks about it all the time. It's like the faces of poor health are being pushed out as like, look at me roar. I'm as healthy as can be.
And that's the thing is, like, I have nothing against Lizzo, man. Like, I'm not saying she's a good person or any of that shit, or, you know, her music's not the worst thing I've ever heard. But my point is like, you can't.
She's morbidly obese, dude.
She's morbidly obese.
That's because they want you drugged up and held down.
I don't care if she, listen, she gets on stage, she does her shit.
Who are you, Bill Cosby? Well,
people like her. That's great, man. They want to support her. Great. But don't say that she's the new look of women. Like, that's a fucking weird statement. And she could come out and say, listen, I'm overweight. I'm comfortable in my weight. This is the way that I am. That's I'm cool with it. But I also know that there's health risks to being overweight, and you guys should take care of yourself. You should know your own body and all that stuff. That's fine. But don't put it. I don't want us to go to Gap, and I want to see, you know, all these unhealthy people. Yeah, big is beautiful. Big can be beautiful, but that doesn't mean it's healthy. You know what I'm saying? Some people love big women. That's cool, dude. I fucking ride it. All at it, dude. Yeah. But don't say it's healthy.
Fucking ride it.
I saw some and the doctor's, like, obesity charts are way fucking off, dude. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, you're, like, 5 pounds, like, overweight or something. Like, oh, dude, you're obese.
Oh, they told me I was morbidly obese the last time I went. This was like 10 years ago. I was like, morbidly. Okay, cool. Dude. Uh-huh. Like, my grandma is morbidly obese, and I don't feel like I'm the same.
Well, I mean, that goes. You've seen, like, the videos and pictures of, like, the American people in the 1960s and then the American people now. Like, that's when all those charts and all that shit was, like, put together. Like, everyone, there was no fat fucking or obese people everywhere you fucking look back then.
FR says, Dave, how was your try at the carnivore diet? And I think that's relative. Like, so I didn't get to do it for as long as I wanted to, but I thought there's a lot of benefits. I felt better. I felt like I had more energy. I was sleeping better. Mm-hmm. My skin was better. There was a lot of benefits.
Skin was better.
I felt like my skin, I feel like I wasn't breaking out and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, it was good. I enjoyed
better
it.
Better to the touch.
But to that point, like, diet.
More sensitive on my dick.
You can ask my wife. Yeah. I had that fucking smooth dick skin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
dude.
My scrotum got smooth. Skin.
Yeah, I want a little of that smoothie tonight. You know what I'm saying? Right
there. No wrinkles on your scrotum ever. Like, it's just like they just went away.
Hey, man. But I think diet and how you choose to eat and stuff, yeah, that plays a role in it, man. For sure.
I think it's a lot. I think that they're tainting the food system. You know what I mean? They're putting a lot of shit in, like, just like these weird chemicals that they don't need to. Like, why do we have weird chemicals in the United States, but they don't over in Europe? You know what I mean?
Well, listen, how many times has Europe been right in their history? I don't, just because Europe doesn't do it. Like, Europe's made a lot of stupid fucking decisions.
Yeah, but there's a lot of those stuff that didn't have that shit.
Have you ever seen
it?
European, like, let's be real, bro. Look, go watch a video of them, like, interviewing people in Britain. Okay.
For nutritional stuff, I feel like they've got a good hold of banning the stuff that should not be in foods.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest with what's in our food sources and, like,
yeah.
You know?
I guess. Yeah. I think there's two sides. I don't know enough.
I feel like the dental hygiene isn't up to par.
No, their teeth are fucked, bro. Their teeth are fucked.
I'm not saying I have perfect teeth, but...
I think it was like Theo Vaughn that's like the biggins in the UK, dude. There's always the big women in the UK. And I don't know why that is, but they like their fucking fish and chips. I don't know what it is.
Fish and chips is good,
though. Fish and chips are fucking good, and they're big fish and chips over there. Like, they're not portioned well. They're large. They have full filet. That's kind of the UK style. But
dude, full filet was my porn name.
Oh, <God.
laughs> Open up, baby.
Yeah. They called me the filleter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would separate those. Yeah,
no. Slice and dice.
That's gross.
That's not good.
You tell a woman, like, they call me the filleter. They're like, get the fuck out of here, you fucking weirdo. Fucking Ted Bundy fucker. God
the
damn
filleter. God damn
yeah.
it.
Good shit, though, man.
Yeah. Good show,
yes,
guys.
Good combo.
That was live, too.
That was live.
Oh, damn. Missed that part. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining, everybody.
Watch our show. Share our show. Watch what you eat. Take care of yourselves.
Or don't.
Or do whatever the fuck you want.
Or don't. Whatever. Mm.
Go follow us everywhere you want to follow us. We are going to be changing some things up here soon. We'll let you guys know when we get that all set up. Hit us up on Patreon. We got a call-in show this Friday.
Yeah, join us on Patreon, everybody.
Cheers.
It's a hoot.
Later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.